flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess Coach Saban was on with Channing them yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I guess
I saw some of that.
Yeah, and he talked a lot about what happened in Miami with the whole Drew Brees and all that other stuff. And I just always brings back bad memories. Because I'm sitting there, and they're telling us that he failed this physical. He's like, oh, okay.
That Drew Brees failed the physical with the Dolphins.
Yes.
Right?
And I'm like, all right, so what are we doing? And then he explained it. The explanation makes me even more mad because Dante wasn't ready either. But they chose to, you know, go with Dante instead of going with Drew. Drew goes and lights it up. Yeah, still irritated the hell out of me to hear it. But then it goes back to Channing always pillow talking about this damn stripper because everybody's like, well, what happened? It was that's why I love him, because he did take the blame for it. But he got my ass cussed out because I was the MC of the rookie show.
Okay,
right? I was the MC of the rookie show, and so I had to go to all the rookies, get their routines and everything, right? Okay, so I got everybody, Channing was last. I said, Channing, what you got? He said, Randy, it's going to be a surprise. I was like, Channing, don't F me on this.
Yeah, don't get me in trouble.
You know this dude don't play. I said, don't F me on this, Channing. All right, fine. No, Randy, it's going to be cool. I was like, fine. So all the rookies go, and we have a good time. And then I said, last but not least, here comes Channing and Matt Roth. So Channing gets up there, gets a mic, and he's like, Coach, could you come sit on the stage for us? And I'm sitting there like, oh, man, what's going to happen? And so Coach, good sport, comes.
Nick Saban comes.
Sits in the chair. And then so we're just sitting there. It's kind of quiet. And then Young Jeezy drops. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, what the hell? They about to have a dance off? And so that's what everybody thought. So everybody's getting into it. You hear the beat. And there's a side door to the auditorium where we're at, team meeting room, where it goes straight to the player's lot. So Channing goes over, opens the door, and here comes Tip Drill with a thong and a Jason Taylor jersey. And everybody freaking loses it.
And Tip Drill is the performer's name.
Yes. Very, very talented performer. Very, very talented. Very, very talented.
Got it.
And so she comes
in. An appropriate name.
Yes. And so Nick, like, she tries to come give Nick a dance. Nick jumps up and runs out the chair. She never touched Nick. And so I'm just like, ain't this spot a place? And so that was the last of the night. So it was probably about 9:30, 10. We didn't have no light night meetings. So it was during camp. So I'm going back to the hotel, phone call. Hello? Nick wants to see you, Randy. I'm just like, right now? It's like, yeah, he wants to see you right now. So I got to turn my ass around, go to Nick's office. Nick just cusses my ass completely out.
Ooh.
I was like, Coach, I did not know. It's not, I mean, and so luckily, Channing goes to him and said, Coach, Randy didn't know nothing about it, whatever. So then the next morning, get a call. Nick wants to see all the captains. So, okay. So we go up to the meeting room, we go meet Nick, and Nick was so adamant that this is not get out. He's like, this cannot get out of this locker room. I don't want nobody to know about it, blah, 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 blah. And we like, fine, no problem. We're like, no. And it never got out, Andy. Never, never, ever got out. Until like 6 or 7 years ago when I was doing Channing Showdown in Miami, and Hoosh was like, hey, Randy, tell us about the stripper. I was like, what? Channing, you actually told these folks this story? I mean, Andy, it was like 15 years ago.
Right, at least he waited until everybody was out of the league.
Nobody said anything years.
Saban was gone for years, had won national championships at Alabama.
All those years, but nobody ever said, it never got
That's
out.
That's actually pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing that nobody in that whole locker room told that story.
Never got out. And all of a sudden, I was like, but yeah, that was the,
all of a sudden, Channing Crowder has a podcast.
Yep, he brought her in. I was like, oh, God, I know he's about to chew my, I'm about to, oh, my God. I ain't never been cussed out by a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, he laid into him.
But I guess, I mean, you know what, though? If you're only going to have one,
yeah, man.
Let it be Nick Saban, dude, over a stripper.
Yeah, dog.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. But, yeah, it was a – oh, my goodness, dude. I was like, and he was – Nick was, like, just red, embarrassed.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but yeah. How fast he jumped up out that chair when Shawty tried to come give him that lap dance was – no, that was the funny one right there. Nick was like, no, I'm not going for
that. Yeah, we're not doing that.
No, man. But, yeah, so people that wanted – that's the story. It's a lot more funny because there's a lot more cursing involved in it.
Oh.
But,
when it was when Channing tells it, too, he's the one that put it together.
Yes.
So there's all kinds of other – so, yes, all that to say – go check out that from the Pivot Podcast because it was very, very
It was really
funny.
Good.
There was a lot of really good stuff in there, too.
There was a lot of good stuff, man. Nick preaches, man.
Yeah, he does.
He preaches, man, and everything like that. But, yeah, he's but that whole Miami thing, it was just fucking up. The more and more details I get about the whole story, because, like I said, we were on the phone with Randy Mueller and them, and, they were talking to me and Chris and everybody, like, who is it going to come down to and what injury is the one that can go longer, Dante's knee or Drew's shoulder?
Right.
And it was all about, I was like, oh, well. Shoulder. How
you don't
bad
throw
is
with your knee.
Because we saw Drew get hurt.
Right.
We saw when John Lynch landed on him and tore his shoulder. We all saw it. Mm-hmm. And so just for him to come back, and then the first year back, he just goes and just.
Yeah, no, they got that one wrong.
Yeah.
And obviously, what makes it even worse is Dante Culpepper never recovered from the knee stuff and was never the same. Like, he was never the same guy that he was in Minnesota.
Nope.
Yeah, no, it's one of those, it's one of those what-if situations. Like, had they made the right choice, signed Drew Brees, Randy probably stays in Miami longer. Yep. Randy probably wins a Super Bowl or two. Yeah,
dude,
Randy probably lives in Miami still. Andy and Randy never happened.
But I might never met my wife either.
Might not have met my wife.
Because the only reason I'm in Atlanta.
More importantly, like, than what I was talking
like
about.
Like, you're in Atlanta because of Ashley.
Yes, that's right.
I came here because Donna said that I couldn't live in Florida no more.
Because sometimes people bring strippers to rookie meetings.
Like the whole state.
What about the terrible parts? Can I live in one of the terrible parts?
Oh no, I don't want to do that. I don't do that. So that's why I moved back to Atlanta.
No,
Because my wife.
So we're both here for love.
Yeah, we're both for love.
We're here for
love and stability.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.